B'tochen for Life, Shir number 84, Erev Shavuos, the 49th day of the Omer. We are discussing that when a person works on his B'tochen, then he's able to diminish his Hishtadlus. And the typical example of this was Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They didn't have to do almost any Hishtadlus, they got the Mon by their door. And the idea was because Klal Yisrael in the Midbar relied completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Mon. And the Sfarim explained that the word Mon is the same word as Emuna, because the more Emuna and the more Bitachon that a person has, the more he will deserve to get Mon, the more he will get his Parnasa and his health and everything else straight from Shemayim with minimal Hishtadlus. Chazal explained, Lo nitna teira ela lo eichle hamon. The Torah was given specifically to people that ate the mon. Because Torah and Bitachin go hand in hand. And for a person to have a proper relationship with Torah and mitzvahs, he has to be someone that lives with mon. Someone that has Bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Vilna Gaon says, and we mentioned it once, the Vilna Gaon is in Mishlei, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches. And the Vilna Gaon says that the purpose of Matan Torah was in order that Klal Yisrael should put their bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the reason why we had Matan Torah. And he ends off that bitachon is Klal Kol HaMitzvos. It incorporates in it all the mitzvahs. So when we approach a Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is a time to relive the Matan Torah, and Shavuos has no mitzvahs, so basically it's only a time of appreciation. It's a time to appreciate learning Torah, a time to appreciate Matan Torah. It is also a very powerful time to attain high levels of Bitachon. Because the Zman of Matan Torah is the time when Klal Yisrael got their Bitachon, and that was the purpose of Matan Torah. And as we've explained, Bitachon is the closest a person can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Matan Torah, which was the time when Klal Yisrael was the closest to Hashem, they attained Bitachon. And Chazal say that the Shemayim opened up and they were able to see Ein Oid Milvadai. There is nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing made any noise at the time of Matan Torah, because at the time of Matan Torah it was complete Emuna and Bitachon and Hashem without any distractions. And although we don't have what we call a real Matan Torah, but we can have a Matan Torah experience every year on Shavuos. And that is the opportunity to focus that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Oid Milvadai. All other noise that distracts us the whole year, our job, our health, all other things that make an effect on our lives, is just noise that is silenced by Matan Torah. Matan Torah is quiet. It's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the powerful time that we are experiencing. The more we appreciate Kabbalah Satayra, the more we make an effort to be besimcha and enjoy this Yom Tov, the more we will achieve permanent advancements in Bitachon. Because the essence of Matan Torah is Ein Oid Milvadai. The understanding that there's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything else is just noise. And when we appreciate Kabbalah Satayra, that noise gets silenced. We should be zeiche to have a tremendous aliyah in Emunah and Bitachin and have a freilich in Yom Tov.